in the peaches.
Ever heard it called Cling or Clingstone or Hard Peach?
Well, I've heard the hard one, but I never knew what the soft one was. See. Mm-hmm.
And if it comes away easy, I don't suppose that really is any like freestone or
afraid you got me there.
Soft, I don't know. How about some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Oh, we refer to them as snap beans.
And how about some that do need to be shelled?
We have the butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be shelled. Well, but also the pea, the green pea has to be shelled.
Right.
It's a form of bean.
How about the tops of turnips that you can eat? What would you call that?
Well, that's the green, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the root and the green, the roots under the...
Right. Mm-hmm. How about corn that you just shuck and then cook and eat whole with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Nope. And change it a little again. How about a little animal that looks a little bit like a squirrel, but it's got a bushier tail? And, well, it's bigger than a squirrel, and it's black with a white stripe down its back, and it smells bad.
That's the beloved skunk.
Do you ever have any run into
them? No, you very seldom see one in this area. That's right.
Huh?
Haven't seen a skunk in years.
Had many of them down
here.
No. How about a little... kind of leathery skinned creature that big that lives by the water and goes hop, hop, hop.
The frog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, reference to.
Now, how about if it lives on land instead of in the water? Would you still call it a frog?
I believe there is a frog that lives on land. In fact, the toad is a land creature. Excuse me.
Okay, frog and toad. Now how about a really big frog? Thought to go droom, droom. Yeah.
The bullfrog.
Okay, and how about the little small ones that go nee hee, nee hee, nee hee? Sort of chirping noise.
Is that the leap frog?
Okay.
Sounds good, isn't it?
Uh-huh. How about ordinary worms you use for fish bait?
The earthworm.
Okay. And how about if they're really big ones? Is there another name for them?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Okay, this is way out of my knowledge myself. How about an insect that flies around in the evening and flashes light so you can see it?
He's called the lightning bird.
Mm-hmm.
He's really the firefly, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
And how about another flying insect with a long, thin body and